All right, so we're going to take a minute and let the ladies talk. So, Anna, did you have a favorite game of the weekend?
I did, yes. I liked a lot of them, obviously. I wanted to pick for my favorite game one that I had not played before, though. And I've played some of the ones that were really nice, like we played Isle of Cats, which is one of my favorites, and Heat, and Ark Nova. But one that I had not played before, I've actually had it on hold at our library for a couple of months and haven't gotten my turn for it yet, was Ex Libris. And so when we found a copy to be able to play, it was on the Play to Win table. I was really excited to play that one, and I ended up liking it so much. It was very fun to build a library, and the different things to keep in mind of the different types you were trying to collect or not collect. And the alphabetizing was a very fun and thematic goal that you had to keep in mind the whole time as well. And I think I will like it even better once I get to play it a few more times. It's like a worker placement game, but the places that you can place your workers on will change each round, mm-hmm. or at least some of them will change each round. And so it kind of felt like you were having to read all the cards multiple times, figure out what was going on, and plan this new strategy every single round, which made it take a long time. But I think once you actually learn, okay, here's the 10 locations and what they do, then it would be a lot more streamlined to go have a little bit less of that long pause thinking at the starts of the rounds that we ended up having.
Right on. And so just because we mentioned it a couple times now, that's Ex Libris, the revised edition. And for those who are interested, there's also an expansion that's come out with the new revised edition called Expanded Archives. Julia, what about you? Did you have a favorite game?
Well, I actually found a lot of new games that I really enjoyed. I was really surprised by how many of the games I actually really, really enjoyed. I expected there to be a couple duds mixed in, honestly, because I am not as much of a board gaming person as my husband. So I expected there to be something that I just wasn't a fan of. But pretty much everything I played, I loved. I loved Ex Libris. I'd actually told Ian a few weeks ago, he asked me what my ideal game would be. And I said something with books and organizing books and having a bookshelf. And that is pretty much exactly what Ex Libris is. So that one was super fun. But I also really loved Root, which I think the guys have already talked about. Root was really fun. I loved the woodland creatures. And I liked Between Two Cities, which they did a Game of the Hour on. And that was really fun. We got to play one of my all-time favorites, which isn't a new one, but is one of my favorites, called Awkward Guests. And it's basically just a extended, more in-depth version of Clue, where you have to discover someone's motive and trace their whereabouts and follow them through the house and kind of discover what secrets may be lying throughout the house. And so that was really fun. I'm not sure if everyone else enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed it, but that is one of my favorites. But I loved getting to play a ton of new games as well. I really enjoyed learning how to play Heat and Isle of Cats, as Anna was saying. Those were both really fun, and I really had a great time. There was a bunch of great takeaways from this weekend.
I think that's awesome. So first, the fact that you loved Root so much kind of blew me away.
Really?
For a lot of people, a heavier game like Root would be very intimidating.
Yeah.
And I remember Ian asking me before we played, he's like, do you think Julia's going to like this? And I was like, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. And Dylan did a great job teaching, which I think helped. But I'm impressed that you liked it as much as you did. What did you think about the con as a whole, as kind of a not as deep gamer as Ian or I or Anna might be?
It was good. It was pretty low key. I feel like if I'm able to attend Gen Con in the fall, that'll be a little bit of a different experience.
Yes.
But it was very low key and very cool. Yeah, I enjoyed my time.
That's awesome. Anna, did you have any thoughts about the experience as a whole?
Yeah, I really liked it as a con. I agree that it's definitely lower key than Gen Con. And my experience with conventions is Gen Con. We've been a bunch of times. We went to BGG Con one time, and we've been to some of the more local Nashville ones like International Tabletop Day and such like that. And so I'd say it was a chill atmosphere. There were tables set up. There was a library. And it was big, though. I mean, there were two really big convention rooms that were opened up for it. And I'd say there was just this really cool spirit of camaraderie at the convention that I sensed. I think there were a lot more people coming up and giving game suggestions, or when we were playing Heat, we had so many people come by and say, oh, I love that game, that one's so fun, or things like that. There was even some people that came by later and asked if we could teach them Heat because they had seen us playing it earlier. And that was just happening all over the con, of people coming by, commenting, sitting down. We had a team of four and we still got to meet a lot of other people, which is not something that I experienced as much at the bigger cons because, well, you just don't see people as much. You get to know the vendors and the different companies and everything like that. Speaking of vendors, though, Bezier Games was there. And so there was some demoing that we could do. And so we did demo Cat in the Box and one of their new games, a xylophone game.
Xylotar.
And they were also demoing the Blueprints of Mad King Ludwig, which if you've ever played the castles of Mad King Ludwig, where you're building this crazy castle for this crazy king, it's kind of a sequel to that one. And so I got to watch through a demo game of that, and that one looked really fun. It's a very similar style to the original castles game in that you're picking different types of rooms and building them, and when you build them, they give you certain bonuses and certain kind of abilities you can do. But instead of building them with pieces like you do in the original castles game, you are taking the blueprint piece and sliding it under a translucent grid that then you can color it in your grid. And so at the end, you're making this grid, but it was kind of cool too because like I said, they're translucent, so you could kind of see through them. They hung them up at the end, and so you could kind of see everybody's grids all around. And so I thought that was a pretty cool touch and a really kind of cool spin on a game. I was thinking it'd be neat to play to help to a little bit more spatial awareness maybe than in the original game when you can just take the piece and kind of do whatever you want with it. So, but yeah, it was fun.
It's really interesting hearing y'all's answers because I know both of you had headphones in as we're driving home and you weren't really listening to what Ian and I were saying. And to hear that everyone kind of had similar highlights, but the way that they really kind of lined up in a good way. So that's really cool to hear some of y'all's thoughts on that. Was there anything surprising about the con that y'all really noticed, or did it kind of feel kind of what you expected?
Well, a big surprise for me was that I ended up teaching in your
That's
game
true,
of the
yes.
hour.
That was a surprise for all of us, I think.
So we didn't really know what to expect with the game of the hour. Jared and Ian were going to be teaching. Julia decided she was going to go get some work done. And I was kind of like, well, I like Acropolis and Between Two Cities, and I've been wanting to learn Sea Salt and Paper since y'all did the review on it. And so, sure, I'll sit in. And I was sitting in, and there weren't that many people at first. And I even mentioned to Jared, I was like, are we supposed to make an announcement or what's going to go on? And then all of a sudden, there's five tables full of people ready to play these games. And so Jared was like, hey, you want to jump in and teach a game? So I ended up teaching for all 3 hours, just like they did, because I think we had four tables.
I think we had five for all of them, actually, by the time it was all said and done.
Yeah, and Between Two Cities was a ton because every table except for one was playing a full seven people. So it was a lot of people that came through learning how to play, which I think is just great because I always prefer to have somebody teach me a game rather than try to read the rule books and trial and error it myself. And I really enjoyed teaching. I hadn't ever had that experience before, but I loved it. Jared and I were talking afterwards just about how much fun it was to teach and then kind of float around and troubleshoot and help other people experience games that we love.
Yeah, and it was very much appreciated, and it was amazingly lucky that you were still in there because I know you were potentially thinking about going off and doing something else.
Yeah, and I even taught Sea Salt and Paper, which I had never played before.
Towards the end of the first one, right? Like I told you to go back in the corner, like, hey, watch this video really quick because I know what's going to happen for the next hour.
Yeah, so I watched how to play real quick and then taught people how to play on
yep,
that one.
Yep. So, no, that was good. Julia, anything for you, or did it kind of hit all the notes you expected?
Yeah, I don't have any. I don't have anything to add.
No, that's great. I mean, I'm glad. I'm honestly really glad that it hit the notes you expected.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
I had a great weekend.
Sweet.
I'll say another thing. I'd say there was a good diversity at this con.
Yeah.
Man, there were people of all different ages. There were kids all the way down to 1 year old and babies that were there. There were couples. There were single people. There were just, I don't know. I would look around the room sometimes and just smile at the way that the hobby brings all these different kinds of people together. So that was really cool for me.
I got to visit for a few minutes with a table of like middle-aged moms today who were all playing Everdell together. And they just were loving it. They were like, this is our favorite game. We love to play together. It's just so good to be with friends in this world. And I just thought it was the most sweet thing. So like, I would totally agree with that. It was cool to see people that you wouldn't necessarily expect at a gaming convention enjoying themselves and having time together.
That's awesome.